This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
We are launching into the second hour of the program. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. You can join us on Skype by calling username lrn.fm. So feel free to reach out to us that way if you like. With you in the studio, you've got Ian here.
And Johnson.
And TJ the Spy.
And, of course, don't forget, you can always join us online anytime at freetalklive.com, where the features are free, unlike those other talk show hosts in the business who want to charge you for their site. So please enjoy at freetalklive.com. And I don't know if I mentioned this in the last hour, but if you want to support the Cell 411 fundraiser, go to our Facebook or Twitter. You can go to facebook.freetalklive.com or twitter.freetalklive.com, and I have posted, as of tonight, the link to that fundraiser, and that is a good way to support Cell 411, which is an awesome app that you can download for free for iPhone and Android, and it helps you respond to your friends and family members' emergencies. It decentralizes emergency response. It's had a huge spike in growth in the number of users they have over the last few weeks, and major congratulations and kudos to Virgil and the team there at Cell 411. Now, TJ the Spy, you were asking a moment ago, and I don't know if you already know the answer. You're just asking for the...
Well, I was asking rhetorically. Well, I thought, I'd just like to point out the irony of we fought a war of independence because the British government Well, we weren't there, but our ancestors said to the British, you know, hey, you're not going to come take our guns. You're not going to come bust into our house without a warrant and try and tax us. And, you know, when they came and we actually fought back. And, I mean, could you imagine today? Oh, my goodness. We would be terrorists. The Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, they would all be labeled terrorists today. You would have the British FBI.
Oh, of course.
They would be
domestic terrorists,
insurrectionists, rebellionists.
Right.
And I just thought it was somewhat funny that the way we celebrate freedom is by setting off fireworks, where we have to get permission from the federal government to make the fireworks, transport the fireworks, buy the fireworks, and set them off. And a lot of cities, you can't even set your own fireworks.
A lot of states, you can't use fireworks.
Yeah. I remember at Maryland and D.C.
Not the good ones, at least.
Yeah. I always remember, like, in Maryland, I'm not sure if I got this reversed, but in Maryland, where I used to live when I worked at Fort Meade, they could sell fireworks in D.C., but you couldn't sell them in Maryland. And there would always be a trooper right at the border watching people buy fireworks in D.C. and transporting them back across state lines.
Was that because there was a fireworks store right across the line?
Yes, there would be a fireworks store right across the line. And the Maryland trooper would be sitting there watching people bring the fireworks back into Maryland. Yep. He'd pull them over and then write them a citation for having possession of fireworks.
Massachusetts did that, too.
What I want to know, TJ, is would you hang lanterns in your window to let them know one if by land, two if by tour?
Two if by tour. Yeah.
So, that happened here, too. When I first moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project back in 2006, there was news, like within the first year or two that I'd lived here, the exact same story. New Hampshire has relative fireworks freedom compared. Some things that are restricted, but not much. Whereas Massachusetts, Maine, other states have very, very restrictive rules against fireworks. And the same situation. Fireworks store right across the state line. State troopers sitting with a pair of binoculars watching people getting into their cars with Massachusetts plates and then pulling them over as they, finding some excuse.
And of course they're not doing it to stop violence.
No, it's revenue.
It's a revenue generation. Of course it's about revenue generation.
But they did stop, apparently. From what I understand, that policy was changed or something.
It's because the tax slaves were starting to revolt and write their representatives.
Maybe.
We still have a system where I think a reason a lot of people aren't getting sense is like, well, we have a representative and he represents us in Congress and we pass these all laws. And even if they are misguided sometimes, they're doing it for your protection and your best
interest. We are the government, they'll say.
Yeah.
It's a government for and by the people, they will say, even though the evidence is that it's a government for and by the elites in most places. New Hampshire is an exception to that because in New Hampshire, the state representatives and state senators only get $100 a year plus a small gas stipend to do their job. Yeah, so basically, you have to lose money if you are...
What we have right now is a system where you're really free the more money you have. So, for example, I am allowed to own a fully automatic MP5 submachine gun, a fully automatic machine gun. And a lot of people, I just love it. Aren't those illegal? No, they're not illegal. They're perfectly legal in most states to own.
As long as you pay off the feds. Right?
Yes. So the thing is, Senator Hughes back in 1986, he passed an amendment that said only machine guns made before this date can be transferred to a private person. So a brand spanking new machine gun, if you're a manufacturer, you can only transfer it to a federal entity or to a government entity. Whereas if you are a private citizen and you want to own a fully automatic machine gun, it has to be made and registered on the National Firearms Act Registry before May 5th, 1986. So my MP5, I paid about $30,000 for it. But really, what's valuable is the SEER, the fully automatic SEER inside. It has a serial number on it, and that serial number is registered to me. So I have a piece of paper from the ATF. It says Form 4, has my name and my picture on it. I sent in two fingerprints, a $200 fee. And so what I really say is I sent in a $200 tax stamp, and I paid $29,950 for the piece of paper and $50 for the part. But
that makes it from a semi-automatic to an automatic.
Automatic, yeah. The little $50 part is what makes it full auto. And you can, you know, make a full auto AR-15 or an MP5. It's very easy to do. But you'd go to federal prison if you did so.
I almost carried two fully automatic machine guns in to the show tonight on my
feet. Really? Yeah. Well, I mean,
TJ, that's what I'm talking about.
Well, what does that mean?
Hold on.
TJ's going to answer. TJ, okay. TJ will.
I didn't quite get what you said. I have two fully automatic machine
guns. I almost have two fully automatic machine guns on my feet, my shoelaces.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I forgot that, kid. That's a long story. That's an inside joke. I'll explain it later.
Inside jokes are no good for on the air, so you're going to have to explain what that means.
Well, it relates. Okay. It relates pretty strongly to, you know, what we were saying.
Okay, so if you are listening at home or on the radio, just Google shoelace machine gun, and it'll basically self-explanatory. Yes, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms ruled that a pair of shoelaces was a machine gun.
What?
Because, yeah, just Google it. And it's really funny, like, when you hear, like, the airsoft rifle case. I mean, like, the ATF is one of the most ridiculous and silly agencies I have ever seen. They actually seized a whole bunch of airsoft rifles and said, these are automatic machine guns, because if we drill out the receiver, we replace the barrel, the spear, the trigger, the hammer, and it took us about 2 hours, but we replaced all the parts, and it fired a 7.62mm round, so therefore it is a firearm, and therefore, because you don't have the license, we're seizing the gun. And I said, yeah, my Toyota Camry is basically a Ferrari. All you have to do is replace the engine, the doors, the hood, the trunk, the lights, the steering wheel, and it's a Ferrari. But I mean, no, that was the, you know, like, so
what's that have to do with shoelaces?
Google shoelace machine gun.
Not everyone has Google. There are people in people listening to us in Africa.
Shoelace can be used, so basically when you pull the trigger, the slide goes forward, and the shoelace catches and pulls it back. And
yes. So basically what he did is the bolt flies back, and it loosens the tension, causing the trigger to reset. When the bolt slams forward, the shoelace tightens again, pulls the trigger, and they rule that a machine gun is defined as any weapon that can fire more than one round per trigger actuation, or any part that readily converts a gun into such a
machine gun. Okay, so I see what you're saying, because I've seen this before where you just use your finger. With a semi-automatic, an AK-47. Let me finish the explanation. What you do is, with like a semi-automatic, like an AK-47 or something, you sort of hold your finger in one place in the trigger, and then you pull the gun forward a little bit.
Yes, firing.
Right, and then it just keeps firing.
Now, that is not a machine gun, though.
That's basically what the shoelace does, right?
Well, this is the thing about the law. What is a machine gun, right? Well, the Staples definition says it's anything that fires more than one round per trigger actuation. It doesn't say anything like... This is the problem. Like, law, we think a machine gun, it's something that goes brrrr. Mm-hmm. That's what we think a machine gun is. But legally, that's not what a machine gun is. If you have a button and you hold down that button and it goes bang, bang, bang.
You have a machine gun.
That is a machine gun. The rate of fire is irrelevant in terms of law. It doesn't fire more than one round per trigger press, whatever a trigger press is. And so they ruled that the machine gun, because the trigger press was pulling on the string, that was the trigger actuation, more than one round came out of that gun, therefore the shoelace was a machine gun and had to be registered as a machine
gun. But if it's your finger that's doing the work,
then it's not a machine gun. So, like, they have these stocks, they're called bump fire stocks, where they allow you to hold the trigger and the recoil action going back and forth will allow, but they said, well, those aren't machine guns. For every round that goes out the gun, The trigger's being moved one time.
Yeah, that's true.
And therefore, it's not a machine gun.
Toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us here, is 855-453. You can also answer TJ's question about why does freedom wane? You know, why does it go away over time?
I think my theory is, like, I call it the manatee effect. You know, like, most of us don't ride manatees for fun. It is a federal crime to harass an endangered species, which manatees are.
Hold the thought. We'll hear more about the manatee effect, and you can share your thoughts at 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9426. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We are ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-939-9426. That's 1-800-939-9426.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID ID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here,
if you want.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you're getting online and you're not protecting yourself, you really ought to consider taking a few steps. And one of the first steps you might want to look at is ProXPN. It's a virtual private network, and they encrypt your data right from your computer or mobile device. Whatever device you're using, they probably have a ProXPN app for you. Windows, Mac, iOS, Android. There's even Linux support as well. Unlike other VPNs, however, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever. With more servers being added all the time, ProXPN's working hard to give you greater speed and security compared to other VPNs. Plus, if you're a Windows user, you can ask ProXPN about changing your DNS settings for even greater anonymity. They take credit card and even Bitcoin. You can use code FTL50 and get 50% off of the regular monthly price for the lifetime of an annual account. It can be cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. Use the internet the way it was meant to be used. Go to proxpn.com now and use code FTL50 to take back the privacy that is your right. With you in studio, it's Ian here.
And Johnson.
And TJ the Spy, who's on a roll in his rant and soapbox.
TJ, you were going to tell us about a manatee effect. What is that? What are you talking about?
So, there? You know, manatees are these sea cow creatures that are off the coast of Florida.
Yes.
Endangered.
I grew up in Florida, so
yeah,
I'm a sea cow.
And so basically back in 2012, Anna Gutierrez, she was videotaped riding a manatee. And so the local St. Petersburg police said, we want to locate this woman and talk with her. Which, by the way, folks, if you're ever on TV and the police are saying, we want to talk with this identified person, for God's sakes, do not go turn yourself in. So she did the right thing / wrong thing. She went and told the police, oh, it was me. I'm sorry. I didn't mean anything by it. I didn't know riding a manatee was illegal. Because, well, manatees are endangered species, and it is a violation of the Lacey Act, that's Title 46 of the United States Code, to harass, disturb, or touch in any way any endangered species. Like a sea turtle, like when I was scuba diving in Hawaii, they said absolutely do not touch those sea turtles because they're endangered species, and that's a federal crime. Well, so are manatees. And so she was riding a manatee, and she was arrested and charged with violating, harassing a manatee. Yeah, and they actually did. They arrested her at work, did the perp walk, and, you know, had the whole thing. And I'm like, the Tea Party down there got upset, and they said, this is an overreach of power. What did she do that deserves jail time or being fined?
They got to send a message, TJ.
Yeah, right. And of course, The Daily Show, in typical Daily Show fashion, totally missed the whole point. They're like, look at these stupid Tea Party people. They are talking about freedom, and what do they come up with? They have riding a manatee as an example of what we want to do with freedom. And it's like, well, no, that's the whole point.
Next, it'll be sex with manatees.
Well, you see, 99% of the population doesn't care about riding a manatee.
That's right.
So there's no real push to fight for the right of a person to be like, look, if you want to touch a manatee, go right ahead.
First they came for the manatee riders, and I was not a manatee rider,
well,
so I did not stand
here's
up.
Here's an example. Let's take it with guns.
Why narwhals.
Most Americans don't own machine guns. So if the government proposes a law to restrict the sale or storage or transport of
most
machine guns,
most will say go for it.
Someone like me, I'm going to speak up vocally because I own a machine gun. The law affects me. But a lot of these laws, if a law only affects like 1 or 2% of the population, the other 98% will say, well, you know, sure, that law is a stupid law, but it doesn't affect me. So go ahead and pass it. I'm not going to fight over it, or just let the government pass that law.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is, well, we're all in a 1 or 2% group of one sort
of something.
Or another.
Yeah.
Be it a gun owner, or maybe you're a person who likes to homeschool your kids, or maybe you're a person who likes to make fireworks, or maybe you like to make medicine, like maybe you like to make marijuana crispy treats, and the government comes in and says, well, you know, and it's like, that's why I call it the manatee effect. It's where the government divide and conquers us.
Correct.
They say,
there's an actual name for that, too, and I don't know what it is. There's like some sort of there's some sort of economic rule that, and I bet one of our listeners probably is yelling it at the radio
right now. Well, call in and tell us.
Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. Basically, it describes what you're talking about. Like, for instance, if you know, if the Congress is proposing passing some law, you might have enough time or effort to that you're willing to expend to write a letter, but to actually go to D.C. and to protest and to, you know, get put up in a hotel room for a few days while you join some sort of protest, most people, that's out of their range of possibilities. Yeah, and so they don't do it. They have to be super motivated in order to do that, and only that 1% to 2% is motivated to do that, which means that it's going to be a small protest, and it's never going to change anybody's
mind.
Well,
I'll give you another good example, like in L.A. with the raw milk SWAT team raid. So,
of raw some food?
Yeah, something like a whole, like a co-op, a food organic food co-op. They were selling raw milk in violation of the city ordinances. Now, you think about it, the milk is labeled raw unpasteurized milk. Some people like to drink unpasteurized milk, but the government has stepped in and said, no, no, even though you know it's unpasteurized, you know the risks of drinking unpasteurized
milk. Wait, this was California that did that?
This was Los Angeles, California, yep.
Not the feds. Right.
But I was giving an example of a city ordinance where they say, we're going to ban the sale of raw milk. Well, since most people don't drink raw milk, nobody speaks up and says, this is wrong. So, you know, I'm of the opinion, even though I don't drink raw milk, if they tried to ban raw milk in New Hampshire, I'm going to be throwing a holy fit because I'm like, that's a stupid law. It's none of your damn business what kind of milk I drink. If I want to drink raw milk, I'm going to drink raw milk, so, and you're not going to stop me.
The corollary of what I was talking about where people, you know, this new law, whatever the proposal is to ban or regulate, it might affect even a lot of people, but it only affects them enough to where,
yeah,
you know, it's not worth it. Whatever the amount they would have to pay for the extra tax isn't worth the amount they'd have to pay to go and put themselves up in a hotel to protest. But the industry that is wanting the regulation, it is worth it to them hire a lobbyist and go and get these
and
laws
to pay
passed.
Off the legislators. So, I mean, like James worked at a dairy, and it was very clever. They gave $50,000 to the Democratic candidate, and they gave $50,000 to the Republican candidate, and James was doing the books. And when the one governor won, they then gave a $10 million work enhancement to create like 400 jobs. So they created 400 jobs for 2 months, and then they replaced all the workers with robots. And it's like, well,
wow,
we held up our end of the bargain. We created 400 jobs. We didn't say we had to create them forever. We just immediately then turned around and replaced. I'm like, you know what? That's a huge return on investment. For $100,000 campaign donations to both parties, so they would win either way. But they got a $10 million, so that's a 100-fold return on investment. You know, for $100,000, a 100-fold return. So, I mean, yeah, if you're a business, investing in politics is a huge return on investment. If you can pay off the legislators to give you tax credits or bonus programs or incentives.
Toll-free number tonight if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Sherry. She's in Missouri. Sherry, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and TJ.
Good evening. But I would just say, when did our legislature quit working for the people?
They never worked for the people.
Well, they used to.
No. When was that?
Well, way back when, before money became an issue.
When was money never an issue for the legislature?
Okay. Well, what I'm saying is, George Washington and all of our founding fathers, they worked for the people. And
I don't believe it.
Oh, you don't think so?
Yeah, didn't George Washington go after the whiskey? Wasn't he the whiskey rebellion?
The whiskey rebellion. Yep, he was the one who put down. I mean, that was the very first thing. We win the war, and what's the first thing we do? We have to stop.
We didn't win the war. You and I weren't there. You mean the federal government?
Oh, well, fair enough. We
Yeah. So I mean, look, there's this particular viewpoint. If you want to come back, Sherry, we can continue with you here. There's this sort of this idea that things in the past were so much better.
Yes.
Well, no, there was still plenty of government corruption. It's just that we didn't have as much media back then, so you didn't know about all of it. The toll free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Politics has always been scummy. It's Free Talk Live.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here toll free. 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. It's Skype username LRN.FM. In studio, it's Ian here.
And Johnson.
And TJ the Spy.
And don't forget, you can join us online anytime you want at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free. One of the ways that you can help us out is by shopping with Free Talk Live. Get your shopping done by going to shop.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Amazon US. You just click into the right Amazon for you. Free Talk Live gets a cut of the purchase. Very, very simple. And it makes a difference for us. You get the same great deals you're used to. It's just that a cut of the sale goes to Free Talk Live because you're entering through our affiliate links at shop.freetalklive.com. We're back with Sherry. She's on the line in Missouri. Sherry, what else did you want to share with us here tonight? What were you calling about?
Well, you know what? I appreciate a different perspective because we are always learning. And sometimes it just stuns us, you know, when you... Anyway, what I wanted to share was to Ian's question last night about could they pass a statute to do away with common law? Mm-hmm. And I was stunned when I was watching C-SPAN about 10 years ago, Channel 3, which is the judiciary channel, and it was Justice John Paul Stevens. And that they take two oaths of office, and one to the statutes and one to the Constitution. And he was quite upset that that the statute's oath was taken at the White House, and that the common law or the Constitution oath was taken at the well of the Supreme Court. And he said, but now they're taking both oaths at the White House.
And what does it matter where they take the oaths? I mean, they're not following their oaths anyway, so who really cares?
Fair enough, but that's the only branch of our government that takes two oaths, one to the statutes and one to the Constitution. Don't you
it's interesting.
Find
I mean, it's an interesting fact. I didn't know that was.
You know,
the case.
I have to say, as a former,
I'll take your word for it.
As a former NSA employee, I remember I was so proud on September 30th, 2002, when I walked in through those doors and they signed my name and I got my blue badge and they said, "Now, everybody, raise your right hand. I state your name, say my name, do solemnly swear to uphold and abide. Congratulations, you are now U.S. government employees." And I thought, yeah, by magically saying those words, by raising my right hand, saying, "I will do no evil," I became pure, white, virgin as snow. There was no way I could commit an act of evil. I couldn't be bribed. I couldn't be do something underhanded or misuse government resources. And I always thought it was just kind of funny how, like, when you go into court, they make you take an oath. I'm like, yeah, I'm magically unable to lie now on the witness stand because I said, I promise under
all those
penalty
cops.
Of perjury, and so help me God, I promise not to lie to you, that in some way makes any kind of a difference.
Sherry, thanks for
no,
your call
but
tonight.
What I'm saying is yes. that they take two different oaths, and I think
yeah,
that is important
yeah, sure.
because
yeah,
that's the only branch
right.
of government that does that.
Thank you for that trivia. Yeah. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
We'll have to have three oaths now because, you know, as a case, like, we have a lot of corruption, so we need to have a third oath that says you won't be corrupt. And when that doesn't work, they'll have a law that says you need to take four oaths and then five oaths and then six oaths.
Let's talk to Andy. He's in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Andy.
Hey, how you guys doing? I'm a disgruntled veteran. I spent 8 years in this man's army only to come back from all the BS I had to go through to find out nothing that I was fighting for was real or true or anything like that. It really disgusts me.
That's got to be a shock to the system.
Yeah, well, let's shock the heck out of them. You know what I'm saying?
What do you want to do about it?
Well, hey, you know what? You don't want to know what I want to do about
uh-oh,
it.
Uh-oh, terrorist.
Yeah, don't say,
don't say it on the radio.
Yeah. Yeah,
but you're not the only one, right? I mean, there's a lot of...
Cut me off. No.
There's a lot of disgruntled veterans, though. You're certainly not alone in that.
Well, my thing is, I mean, that Second Amendment, a well-regulated militia being necessary for a free state, the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. I mean, and here, this gentleman before you, I forget what his name is. I heard his in and what, yeah, whatnot. You guys are there. But, I mean, he's talking about, well, I had to get permission to have this gun, and in some places it's illegal. No. If you read the Founding Fathers' afterthoughts that they wrote beyond the Constitution, all of this meant that we should have all the arms that our military has. And basically, we should be able to have tanks. We should be able to have tow missiles. We should be able to have...
Yeah, that'd be great.
Well, actually, you know, you can have a tow missile as long as you fill out the Form 1 or the Form 4 as a registered destructive device. You pay your...
That's a regulation!
Well, yeah, I have a pipe bomb. I mean, I have a pipe bomb. It's perfectly legal in this country, in Nevada, where I have my LLC. It's perfectly legal to have a pipe bomb. You just got to fill out a Form 1, pay your $200 tax, wait 9 months, and then you have to engrave it with a serial number. And then if you want to put RDX explosive in it and blow it up, you then notify the ATF that the destructive device was used up.
But I get what Andy's saying is that's not freedom. That's
well,
just,
I agree.
You know, you're getting permission from
well,
from the
I say, you know, I the reason I have that freedom, the reason I have the ability...
It's not freedom. You're not free. You've asked permission, so you're essentially you're a slave.
Yes, I say, but...
A slave with a pipe bomb. Thanks for the call, Andy. I appreciate it. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. Terrible sounding phone. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Whenever you have to ask permission for something, you no longer have a right.
Well, I was making the point, though, that I have more rights than you because I can pay for them.
Because you can afford
I can afford to pay
but
the...
But it's not a right.
Ultimate. I can afford to pay the permit fee and the tax fee for this and that. So I thought, I would just love to pay every government fee there is and get all the permission slips I possibly can. And that way...
See, I wouldn't love that. That
I'm
would make
the freest
me feel...
American because I have the most rights. rights because I have the most pieces of paper.
But that's
that say
not
I'm
right.
Free.
Those aren't rights. Those are privileges. They're granting you the ability to have those things without fear of arrest.
Correct.
That's the privilege that you're being given.
They take your rights away from you. And I was just thinking that,
you know, for a moment there, you sound a little bit like Donald Trump. You know, we're going to have all the rights. We're going to have all the rights. I'm going to have so many rights, you won't even believe it.
Apparently, Donald Trump is winning
the freest
in
man.
Florida, by the way. There's some primary elections going on today, and apparently Donald Trump is taking Florida.
I think so far, and the ones that are reporting, he's winning all of them.
If you're an ATF and your agent and you're listening, no, I don't actually. It's legally registered as a pipe bomb, but no, I haven't put black powder in it. I use it as a chili cooker, as a joke. Whenever I go to a potluck party, I'd be like, you're being served a very explosive chili, very hot, out of this official pipe bomb. And by the way, don't leave it here, because this is officially a pipe bomb. You could get serious federal prison time. And of course, that's the whole joke. It's just a pressure cooker I bought at Walmart. Mm-hmm. But I paid $200, got a stamp from the ATF on a Form 1 as a registered destructive device, engraved the serial number on it, and now I can legally put gunpowder in it and blow it up if I so chose. But I don't. I just have it as a gag gift. So I just want to make that clear. I don't actually do stupid things like, you know, blow up pipe bombs.
Good thing to know. By the way, I did check the numbers here, Johnson. It looks like Trump is currently winning every state
except
that is reporting,
Ohio.
Except for Ohio, where apparently John Kasich is the governor of the state. So that's why he's winning that one.
Rubio did just lose Florida, so, you know.
Well, he wasn't the governor.
No, he's not the governor
of Florida.
Yeah,
what is he, a senator or something?
Yeah, I think so, and it is his home state.
Senator Marco Rubio, yeah.
So, there you go. Toll-free number tonight, 855-453. You can join us here. You can bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. Take control of the airways. We've got to go back to this DEA story. I think we've...
We got a little sidetracked there.
We've exhausted whatever the various sidetracks that we were on. For listeners just tuning in, Fat Stuff is a head shop that's actually amazingly still open.
Yeah.
After having their inventory ravaged by the DEA back in
2020. Do you want me to kind of summarize what they did? So the DEA raided them. They took $15,000 in cash from the cash register and the checking account at TD Bank. They took their Ford F-250 truck. And they took about $80,000 or so dollars worth of glassware.
That's right. And then later they arrested them. And so it wasn't the same day, but it was months later they actually came to their home and arrested them in front of their kids.
Yeah.
And we'll continue because right now Panos Eliopoulos, the operator of Fat Stuff, is going to take a plea deal. We'll explain to you why that is. What's the deal that's on the table that he's taking? I think he's making the right choice. And, you know, I'm someone who advocates generally not taking the plea deal, but there are certain circumstances where it makes sense, and this is one of them. 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step two, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-975-5269. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-975-5269. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-975-5269. That's 1-800-975-5269.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you haven't seen the Fat Stuff DEA raid video, I just posted it on our Free Talk Live Facebook page and our Twitter, so you can go grab that there and check it out. 17 minutes long, and, you know, the average or like the average successful video on YouTube is what, 2 minutes to 5 minutes or something like that. So it's a little longer than your typical successful YouTube video. But I thought it was so important. Like, I think all 17 minutes of that are worth watching. It's really just packed full of interesting things going on during this raid of a harmless head shop, a peaceful business that was has been operated for something like a decade or more here in New Hampshire. It's on Main Street in Keene, and they were raided back in 2014 by the DEA in an operation that actually encompassed hundreds of raids around the country.
Yep.
And so you had DEA agents not just raiding Fat Stuff, but also in a lot of other places.
Part of Operation Synergy.
Right, and the idea, the purported idea, was that they were cracking down on places that were selling spice and
synthetic
drugs. Ultimately, Fat Stuff was not selling those things in the time frame of the raid, and so they couldn't charge them with that, but they ended up coming up with some stuff to charge them with so they could justify stealing the entire inventory from the store. All they left were the one-hitters. And
well, those don't have any resale value. When the U.S. Marshals sell them at auction, those are no money, so they took all the stuff that was valuable.
Right. So this was a robbery.
Like the cash and the car and the expensive bongs.
This was a straight-up robbery.
Oh, yeah.
That's all this was.
Of course it is.
And that's what I called them out on. When there's one of the things that I said to them, because Garrett Ian and I came down there with video cameras. We literally camped out outside of this building for hours. And just so we could get this on video, what was actually happening. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's ever been done before. I don't know if you can find a video on the internet of a DEA raid.
In progress, yeah.
In progress.
And the peasants, the tax cattle going, you should be ashamed of yourself, yes. Mr. DEA agent.
And then more showed up. Rich Paul showed up and others. And
by the way, Katie actually told me, she said that meant more to her than all the other things. It's just having you out there videotaping and making fun of these guys, calling them out on their nonsense, was so important to her. So I just wanted to pass that message along.
Well, thank you for that. So now, here we are 2 years later, basically.
Mm-hmm. Well, they were indicted in February of 2015, so we're a year later into the criminal proceeding, but they were raided in sometime in 2014.
Or it was like May, I think, of 2014, because the weather was pretty nice when that happened. And so they indicted them. They arrested them in front of their kids, which, of course, is a terrible thing to do. You can arrest them anytime, right? You could have called them up and said, hey, we're going to arrest
you. Oh, yeah. No. You got to – well, you see, if you're a federal agent, why call the defendant up and say surrender yourself? If you can arrest them at home, then you can do a protective sweep. That's like a free Fourth Amendment search and seizure. You can arrest them in their home, and anything within grabbing distance of the suspect is now admissible in as evidence. So
if they've got a bong or a gun or something like that.
No, police officers will deliberately do that. They will get the arrest warrant and then just wait for you to be in your home or if you're in your car, and they will pull you over then. If they can't search your car, they'll wait until you're in your car, and then if you have a warrant out for your arrest as part of a search incident that arrest, they can search the car.
Take the whole car, right?
Inventory search exception. So there's all kinds of exceptions to the Fourth Amendment.
So they hit them with these felonies. And
two felonies. In particular, 21 U.S.C. 846 is conspiracy to offer drug paraphernalia for sale, and 18 U.S.C. 1956, which is conspiracy to commit money laundering. And that was the biggie. Money laundering
It sounds bad. People see that and they think, oh,
it's terrorists.
Up to 10 years in federal prison. It's a very, 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 very serious crime. It's not, money laundering is not just beating somebody up. Beating somebody up is a very minor crime compared to money laundering. What is money laundering, though? Most people, they hear it, they don't really know what it is. It's something they associate with drug kingpins and murder men. And what it is if you have any money that is the proceeds of an illegal act, and you spend it or deposit it in the bank or wire it or put it in your safe deposit box or do in any way.
So a prostitute could be a money launderer. Yes. She's paid for something illegal and she does something with the money.
If it's a felony act to commit prostitution in the state and then you put the money into an FDIC-insured banking institution, even $1, then the whole checking account is seizable. So even though the undercover agent went in and said, yeah, I need a glass pipe, the cops took mine, and they sold him a glass pipe. Well, that $5 that he gave them is now proceeds of a felony act. They were just selling a glass pipe to someone they knew or should have reasonably known was a drug user. And by selling that...
Which, this is something that you said actually happened. You looked at the case files. You read the documents from the PACER system, which we should mention that here in a moment. But that's one of the things that there was the evidence, supposedly, that they were using against them. But... I think that's not a particularly strong claim, right? Just because someone says the cops took my pipe doesn't mean that the pipe was doesn't mean it had marijuana resin on it. That just simply means that if you got arrested, you're going to get your pipe taken.
I mean, but as if I was the lawyer for Fat Stuff, I would have said, well, if anybody comes in and hints or winks in any way that the cops are investigating them, if they look, if they have like a pot leaf on their T-shirt, if they say the word pot, do not sell them under any circumstances. Do not sell to them because you are exposing yourself to criminal legal liability and needlessly so. So,
and even if one of your employees does it, you're responsible, right? So,
I actually thought a good business model, if you're a head shop, I could send in undercover shoppers where I would try and like say, hey, dude, I'm a pot smoker. For $100, would you sell me a glass bong? And your employee, if he did so, I would report that back to your employer, and that employee would be fired.
Secret shopper.
Yeah, like a secret shopper. That employee would have to be fired because any employee, that is just – you are asking for serious criminal charges if you play footsie with the DEA. They're a very dangerous organization.
They are, and it's amazing to me that they're still in business. Like I said, they had their entire inventory stolen from them. They had their truck taken from them, their cash emptied out of their bank account, and yet they managed to keep their doors open. They're still down.
So here's the thing is they are taking a plea. So here's the plea deal. It was offered on March 10th.
Yeah.
They agreed to it. It's a binding plea deal.
You made an article about this. James posted an article over at freekeen.com, which has all this detail.
All the detail. But basically, he's going to plead guilty to a misdemeanor charge of causing misbranded drugs to be introduced into interstate commerce in violation of 21 United States Code, Section 331. So that's a misdemeanor charge, and the government has recommended 1 year of probation.
So it's a labeling charge.
Yes.
Well, they're saying that your drugs didn't have the proper labeling on them.
PB-22 was not a controlled Schedule I substance when you sold it, but it was still a drug. And by selling the drug in interstate commerce, because it didn't say PB-22 on the package, it was a mislabeled or misbranded drug. Therefore, you are guilty of a misdemeanor. What this really, though, was, it was a way the U.S. attorney, it's a way they don't really want to go to trial. They just want to keep the money from the,
right,
the civil asset forfeiture case, United States of America versus $695 in currency. So Panos will plead guilty to this little low charge of, you know, misdemeanor, misbranded drugs to be introduced into interstate commerce, 1 year probation. The government will dismiss all the felony charges against Panos, which he was facing up to 10 years in federal prison. And they'll also dismiss all the charges against his wife, Katie. And that's another thing I'd like to point out.
Which, by the way, this has apparently been very damaging towards their marriage.
I mean, yes. By the way, I'd like to point out the mafia is way better than the DEA or the U.S. Attorney's Office. Because at least the Italian mafia, they have a rule. They will not go after your family. They may come after you and kill you for violating their rules.
Right.
But if you violated the rules, they're not going to kill your wife. They're not going to threaten your kids.
In this case, they threaten your wife.
Oh, yes. Well,
and
they'll say,
use her as leverage against you.
I guarantee you, the U.S. attorney said something. Jennifer Davis, if the conversation went something like this. Panos, you're going to plead guilty to misdemeanor charge, of, or else your wife is going to be charged with felonies, too. And we will make sure she gets 5 to 10 years unless you plead guilty.
Yeah.
They do that all the time. And that's why, honestly, if you're an evil person, the best thing to say is, no, go ahead and throw my mom in jail. I don't care about her. They do that kind of stuff all the time. If you're a fugitive from justice, they'll start seizing your mom's assets. They'll arrest your mom for something just to get you to surrender
just
yourself.
Just to put the pressure on you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, any criminal defense attorney will tell you, absolutely, the DEA, the FBI, they play hardball.
So Panos pleading guilty to one misdemeanor charge, all felenies being dropped,
all felonies
and no jail time.
And no jail time. And this is the big one. They will drop any defense in the civil asset forfeiture case, United States of America versus $695 in U.S. currency at all.
Meaning we will not oppose your stealing of our money.
So the government
will not oppose your stealing of our products.
Yes.
We're going to allow you to take $100,000 worth of inventory of pipes from the store, the thousands of dollars in cash, we'll call this a day.
That's what the U.S. Attorney's Office was really after. So the U.S. Attorney, they get to keep the $15,209 that the DEA seized from their store's cash register and their bank accounts. They get to keep their Ford F-250 pickup truck, and they get to keep all the glassware and sell it at auction to help, you know, boost their money. So this is basically – now you have to understand – for Panos, if he went to trial, first of all, he would have to spend another $10,000-$20,000 for an attorney to go to trial. There's no guarantee that you'll win.
It's very unlikely he would win.
In fact, 90% of the time, the criminal defendant is convicted just because the jury, they were all educated in government schools, and you were told in a government school, if you don't agree with the law, you don't break it. You work to change it. And that
right, and you won't get to tell the jury that the DEA is going to just sell all these things.
Yeah, by the way, ladies
on.
And gentlemen of the jury, they're not going to get to hear that if you find me guilty, they get to keep $100,000 of my money.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. If you want to comment on this, you're welcome to do so. Plus, Johnson, you've got a Bernie Sanders video that you wanted to share with us. We'll play that for you coming up in Hour 3. It's Free Talk Live.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.